Imagine a court where those who appear before it are not subjected to a trial, but are instead provided with treatment? Sounds almost too good to be true, doesn't it? Well, guess what? Such a court exists right here in Jamaica. It's called the Drug Treatment Court and operates in Kingston and St. Andrew and St. James. The court was established by the Drug Court Treatment and Rehabilitation of Offenders Act. Stephanie Jackson-Hazley, resident magistrate at the Corporate Area Resident Magistrates Court, tells us more about the Drug Treatment Court.
It deals with individuals who are believed to have committed offences whilst under the influence of drugs. According to the legislation, drugs include alcohol, ganja, cocaine, morphine, opium, or heroin.
The Drug Treatment Court is based on judicial supervision. Participants undergo a treatment program whilst they're being supervised by the court. The court has three objectives:
to reduce the incidence of drug use and dependence by persons whose criminal activities are found to be linked to such dependence, to reduce the level of criminal activity that results from drug abuse, and ultimately to provide such assistance to those persons as will enable them to function as law-abiding citizens.
An interesting feature of the Drug Court is that it's a collaborative effort of the Court Management Services and the Ministries of Health and National Security. The Court Management Services, CMS, was created in 2008 to provide administrative support to the island's courts. In a typical scenario featuring the Drug Court, an individual commits an offense and is arrested by the police, who determine that he or she has a drug problem. The police officer then recommends that the offender be brought before the Drug Court.
And then the individual arrives in the Drug Court. We try to ascertain whether or not they recognize that they have a problem and they wish the assistance of the court. Once the individual consents, the program effectively begins.
In addition to consenting to be part of the program, the person must satisfy the legal criteria for admittance.
The individual must be 17 years and over, must be charged with a relevant offense. A relevant offense is any offense that can be tried by a resident magistrate. In fact, it is geared towards the individual who has committed a minor offense.
Having satisfied the legal criteria, the offender is referred to the treatment team for an assessment to see if he or she meets the medical criteria for admittance. Treatment centers are the Maxfield Park Health Center, St. Andrew, and Cornwall Regional Hospital, Montego Bay, St. James. Dr. Miu Zhou Wu, consultant psychiatrist and senior medical officer of health at Bellevue Hospital, outlines the medical requirements for entry into the drug treatment program.
Number one, the presence or absence of major psychiatric disorders like psychosis, because you understand that people having hallucination delusions, they cannot follow our counseling sections, so therefore they are not admitted to our program if they have it.
Another medical criterion is motivation. Does the individual have a genuine desire to be rehabilitated, to be drug-free? Another requirement is that the individual must have strong family support, though treatment counselors are flexible in this regard.
The reason is that they are outpatient, so we want them to live with their family members while on bail, and then they come to the treatment site every day. And we also know that these people need a lot of support from their family members. But what we see is that a number of persons have no family support at all. And through this history of substance abuse now, they have generated a number of relational problems with their loved one and relatives. Family are kind of reluctant to support them. So that's why I would make that flexibility.
It's this flexibility that has allowed homeless persons to be among those who have successfully completed the drug treatment program. Treatment usually lasts for at least 6 months and involves participants reporting to the treatment center for individual and group counseling. During treatment, they also have to report to court weekly. The 6 months is divided into three phases, with clients required to attend the center 5 days per week during phase one, 3 days per week during phase two, and 2 days per week during phase three. This regimen is outlined in the regulations accompanying the Drug Court Treatment and Rehabilitation of Offenders Act. Topics covered during treatment include anger management and relapse prevention. That's all the time we have for today, but come back next week, same time, same place, to find out more about the Drug Treatment Court. You'll also meet a woman who managed to kick a 7-year drug habit with the help of the court.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.